Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Chantel Boxer is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She and her co-founder, who also happens to be her husband, Edward, own a company called Feeney Concierge. And it's a very interesting company, folks. This is an entrepreneur story. This is a story about the founding of a small business from basically nothing with an idea. And it's a 21st, it's really a 21st century. And in a lot of ways, it's a 21st century business. But I wanted you to hear their story because I think it'll help you. Even if this is not the kind of business you want to go into, some of the elements that you're going to hear from Chantel will help you in your business, regardless of what you do, regardless of what your small business does. Chantel Boxer, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having us on.
It's good to have
Feeney Concierge.
It's good to have you here, Chantel. For a long time, for many years now, I've been telling my audience, my radio audience and the audiences I speak to and in my writing, I've been saying, folks, if you want to find an extra layer of opportunity in your the business you have or the one you want to start, remember this: more and more people are valuing their money more than they're valuing their time more than their money, meaning they're willing to give up some of their money if you can save them time. And you and your husband have tapped into that, haven't you?
We have, and that's really the foundation of our business, is that people have so many competing priorities these days, and they just don't have enough time to get it all done. And so we wanted to build a resource and a team of people who would be available to help people get more done in their daily lives. And so they have a choice to focus on what's important to them, whether that's work, whether that's spending time with family or friends or getting to the gym or reading a book, but really being able to make choices about where they spend their time and knowing they have a trusted resource they can always count on to help them get the other stuff done.
Talk to us about the original thoughts that you guys had when you started your business.
We were truly...
This is full-time for you guys, right?
It is. Over 4 years.
Yeah.
And
what did you do before? What did you do before that? What did you do before this?
I was the director of a nonprofit youth program, and my husband, Eddie, was in real estate.
Okay. And so you guys were having dinner one day, and you said, wouldn't it be great if we could work together?
Well, pretty much. I actually said to him, wouldn't it be really great if there was a personal assistant for the everyday person? We were facing a similar type of situation that our clients are, in that we were both working a ton of hours, and the few hours that we did have together on the weekends, we certainly were not interested in spending running around doing errands or doing home maintenance projects.
Right.
And so we really felt the pain that our clients feel, and wanted to develop a resource to have that for people so that they could call upon us.
So where did you go from there?
Well, we did a lot of thinking, a lot of talking with people about what their needs really were, and looking at the various marketplaces, and wrote a business plan, spent about a year of planning and really developing what our model would be. And
so, hold on to that thought, because this is really important. So you had an idea, And as excited as you got about it, and the more you learned about what the opportunity was, as excited as you got it and as bad as you wanted it, you still made sure that you did your homework, you did the due diligence, and you didn't get in too big a hurry.
We did, because we found when we would talk with people about our idea, most of your friends and family and supporters are going to say, yeah, it's great, sounds wonderful. But really... think about what your model is going to look like, what your funding is going to be like, you know, what your staffing is going to look like, your operations, and build that prior to starting, because we found once you start it, you don't have the time to backtrack and try and figure that all out. It's
right.
So much better to do as much pre-planning as you can and then tweak once you actually start getting into the business.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So talk about that funding. Now, I'm not specifically how much or anything like that, but what was your discussions with each other about the funding of the business?
Well, it really had a lot to do with how we wanted to grow our business. And we made a commitment to the business and to each other from the beginning that we really wanted to try and start small, really understand the business, and then grow. So in our case, we were lucky in that we had low overhead in the beginning, but we wanted to make sure that we had that growth plan and that funding plan in place so that 3, 5, 10 years down the line, we knew how we wanted to progress and how we wanted to grow as a company.
And so what were your thoughts as far as taking money out of the company? What were your early thoughts on that?
Well, we really, the first couple of years, really tried to be as lean as possible and try and keep our operating costs as low as possible so that we could really focus on learning the business, understanding the business, so then we could grow larger after that.
Did it shock you at how much money it took to run a business, not just to feed yourself, because you knew what that budget was like, but did it shock you at how much your business was like a teenager always wanting money for itself?
It does. I think you have a lot of hard decisions to make about where you want to put your money as well. What is important to you, and how does that fit into your overall growth plan? And that's something that we really try and always come back to, mm-hmm. is that how is this helping us to reach the goals that we've set as a business? Because if it's not helping us to reach those goals, we need to really evaluate, is it worth it to put the money there when maybe we can have it better spent somewhere else that is going to help us actually, you know, really move towards those goals and achieve those.
Well said, Chantel. So I want to come back to that in just a little bit, but now the primary services you offer your clients, give us an example of those.
We provide personal assistance to individuals, and it's all as needed. So clients rely on us to do everything from daily errand running, going to the grocery store, the pharmacy, picking up their dry cleaning, to helping them plan events.
How about coordinating with workers or tradespeople or things like that?
Definitely. Every day we're
waiting. How about waiting on the cable guy?
Yeah, we do that too.
Walking the dog?
No. We don't walk dogs, but we'll find you the right dog walker for you.
So that's the thing, see. It's not that you don't walk dogs, but you help them get their dog walked.
Exactly.
That's what the concierge does. It's that's the whole concept of the concierge. The company is called Fini, F-I-N-I, Concierge, and the founders are Chantel and Eddie Boxer, and we're going to be back. This is a great story, ladies and gentlemen. I'm enjoying the heck out of this. I hope you are. I know you are. 20 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And you ain't had it. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the radio show and the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members. You can subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, which we send to you every week, every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Small Business at smallbusinessadvocate.com. AskJim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. And, of course, we've relaunched our blog, my blog, jimsblog.biz. And I do that myself. It's my blog, folks, so check it out when you get a chance. Chantel Boxer is our guest, folks. She's our new friend, co-founder of Fini Concierge. She and her husband, Eddie, have founded this company. And give us that website, Chantel.
It's www.finiconcierge.com.
Fini. And now, where did the word Fini, I know what Fini means, but where did it come from?
Well,
what made you decide to use that word, I should say?
Our tagline is consider it done.
Ah.
And Fini is French for finished.
Exactly. How about that? I like that. So basically, this is the attitude that more small business owners have to have, and that is, and I had this when I had my consulting company many years ago, Chantel. I worked for small business owners. I was a vice president. You could rent. So I was sort of a concierge from an executive standpoint, and so they would need things to be done, and it might be that there were some things they needed to have done I didn't know how to do, and so they'd still say, here, go do this. I need you to do this for me, because I was the best example of, I was the best person to do it for them, even though I didn't know how. And so what I determined was, they don't want me to do this, they just want me to get this done. And so I would go find other people to do it. And that's what you guys do.
Exactly. Our clients really rely on us to be able to leverage the knowledge that we have and the relationships that we have. And that's relationships that we've built with various vendors that we can rely on. And also knowing how to find the answer or find out how to get something done. Because people just don't have the time.
So, folks, in your business, think about the customers that you have. How could you assume the attitude, consider it done, Chantel and Eddie's tagline. What about in your own business? You're in the wholesale business, and you got customers that you deliver stuff to every day. What are some things that they might need? If you ask them, what are other things that you need to have done, even reasonably associated with what you do? And you tell them, what if we did that for you? I mean, talk about a way to make sure that you don't lose your customers in a tough economy. I want you to use Chantel and Edward's tagline as an example of how to leverage your company. What do you think, Chantel? What do you think about that idea?
Well, I think it's really perfectly fitting to who we are as a company, but also as an example of continued growth for a business like ours. Most people would not imagine that a business like ours would continue to grow in an economic situation as we have now. Mm-hmm. But we are. And the reason is that our clients are busy, hardworking professionals and business owners, and they're working longer hours and traveling more for business. But meanwhile, their life is still going on. They still have cars to be serviced and groceries needing to be picked up. They have large projects such as home renovations or their house is moving. And we are a trusted resource for them that they already know that they can count on to help them with a whole variety of things going on in their life so that they can focus on what they need to focus on and delegate the rest to us and trust that it will get done in a timely way, the right way, and without hassle and extra stress mm-hmm. for them.
Chantel, my wife and I work together, and she works a full-time job in our business. And we have a house, and just like everybody else, and stuff that is going on, and that, as you say, we're busy like all the people you were talking about. So one day a few years ago, one or the other of us just looked at the other and said, "We need a wife."
I've heard that before.
Yeah, we need a wife, and so we set about doing some things that that took some of the pressure off of both of us, and we needed some help, and so we didn't turn to a concierge because no one offered us that service, but we started finding people who do different things. Mow the yard, clean the house, those kinds of things. But I still feel like, if I had somebody like you available, I would put it in your hands and let you find the people to take care of those things.
Right. Well, you've hit on two really important points for our business, Jim. The first one is that people don't necessarily know a resource like ours exists out there. So
right.
That's a constant challenge that we have, is to really educate people about our service and how we can help them in their lives. And two, it's the concept that people don't have to do it all. And
yeah.
A lot of people really still need to get over that barrier that there are a lot of ways to be able to outsource various aspects of your life, from
right.
low cost to high cost, and everywhere in between. But really to be able to empower yourself to make choices about how you want to live and where you want to be spending your energy and time.
Quickly, how important is the internet to your business?
Huge.
You heard it, folks. Can you imagine a small business owner not having a website, Chantel?
No. It's It's one of our greatest sources of business.
Think about, you heard what she said, folks, right from the mouths of babes there, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Chantel, thanks for being here. I've enjoyed having you here. Give us the website again, please.
It's finneyconcierge.com.
All right. C-O-N-C-I-E-R-G-E. Thanks, Chantel. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Quick breaks. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.